listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our one-man house band, Jonathan Colton, and our puzzle guru, Art Chung. And let's welcome our very important puzzler, Nathan Sawaya.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, Nathan, for those of us who do not know, what exactly is a Lego artist?
Well, I am an artist who works with Lego.
Yes.
Which means I create large-scale sculptures using just Lego bricks.
And you were originally a corporate lawyer in New York.
It's
that
true.
Left his job to pursue said art sculptures out of Lego. That to me, I mean, I've done a lot of risky stuff in my life, but that sounds pretty risky.
There was a time when I was practicing law in New York and I wanted to find something else to do. So I ended up leaving the practice of law to pursue my art, and it just happened to be out of Lego bricks.
Were you always into art? Like, as a were you?
Well, I went to college, and I actually got out of college and felt like I didn't have faith in my art. So what does a young budding artist do? Of course, they go to law school.
Right. What kind of stuff did you, what other mediums were you working in?
I've worked with more traditional media like clay and wire, and I did a series of sculptures out of candy.
Okay.
But eventually, I just thought about this toy from my childhood and thought, what could I create out of this? And it just kind of grew and grew into my career.
So at what point in, you don't go to your job one day, I assume, at the law firm and go, you know what, I have this idea, I'm going to start doing this. See you later, everybody.
I would come home at night, yeah, and I would need some sort of creative outlet. People, you know, at the end of the day, some people go to the gym, some people go to the bar. For me, I wouldn't want to create.
Did you point at me with the bar thing?
I'm just saying. And I would end up drawing and writing and painting, and one day it was just sculpting, and I thought, Lego bricks.
Yeah.
And it just kind of took off
and
from there.
And you had some.
I had some. I dug it out from my childhood Lego bricks, started clicking them together, and did some large-scale pieces. Friends and family encouraged me. Eventually put together a website. It was actually the day the website crashed from too many hits that I realized, you know what, time to make a change. Left the law firm behind and went to become a full-time artist.
Wow. Wait a second. How many Lego pieces right now are, say, in like a studio of yours?
I have about 4 million Lego bricks.
Okay.
And then a few million in storage, and, you know, in case something comes up.
Yeah. Spontaneous Lego party. Are they giving them to you at this point, or?
I still pay for them.
What?
I buy my bricks just like everyone else. Yeah.
At cost?
It's by far my biggest capital expense, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, Nathan, to continue on a theme here right now, you're going to help us out with our next contestant who is on the phone. That's right, you don't have to live in Brooklyn to be on our show. So here we go. Hello, you're on Ask Me Another.
Hi, this is Tony Pham in San Francisco, California.
Now, what do you do in San Francisco?
I work at an artificial intelligence robotics company.
Oh, me too. Has Lego inspired any of the things that you do in your job?
It does, absolutely, actually. We are like Mario Kart in the real world. You play the game on your iPhone, and then you see physical robotic cars actually race around a track. And so a lot of us played with Legos as kids and with slot cars, and it's all about how you can try to make entertainment actually more engaging, because there hasn't been a ton of innovation in toys lately.
Tony, can I come over?
Tony, I'm here with Lego sculptor artist Nathan Sawaya, and he is going to help us with a game, and this game is called Another Brick in the Wall. So let's see what you know about the wonderful world of Legos. I'm going to ask you a question that has multiple choices. You're going to pick which one you think, and then Nathan will tell you if you are right or wrong. And if you get enough questions correct, we are going to send you a special, highly intelligent Ask Me Another prize.
All right.
Yeah, you know, that is funny. All right, here we go. Your first question, Tony. Ole Kirk Christensen started the company that we become Lego in 1932, but it was making stepladders and ironing boards. In 1935, the company introduced its first Lego-branded toy, which was a wooden what on wheels? Was it a duck, a bear, or a clown?
Oh, it's either a duck or a bear, I think. I'm going to guess a duck.
Well done. Well, it is a duck.
Yes.
Oh, that's so exciting. Oh, God. Wow.
The wooden duck was one of the first Lego toys ever produced. And actually, the funny thing about the duck was it had wheels on it. And the reason it had these wheels was, I'm sure you guys are familiar with the great yo-yo crash of the 1930s. Yo-yos were overmade, and there were so many yo-yos, they would split them in half and use them for toy wheels.
Wow.
That is a true fact.
Wow.
You know, in my industry, you learn a few things about toys.
Introduced in 2008, Tony, the largest commercially available Lego set features 5,922 pieces and will take Lego fans about 35 to 40 hours to build. And it's a replica of what famous structure? Is it A, the Eiffel Tower, B, the Taj Mahal, or C, the Great Wall of China?
Oh, those are all like wonders of the world.
They are.
Let's see. What would people want to do? I feel like the Eiffel Tower is a little, like, obvious. I'm going to guess the Taj Mahal.
Once again, you're correct.
Yeah.
Yes, the Taj Mahal. Nicely done. Where did we come up with this 35 to 40 hours to build the Taj Mahal?
That was actually Lego's website.
How long did it take you, Nathan?
20 minutes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting, and I only used half of the pieces. Don't really need all of them. Okay, you're doing great, Tony. Here's your next question. In 2013, 32 Lego master builders created the world's largest Lego model ever. It was made from over 5.3 million bricks and weighs 46,000 pounds. It is a life-size model of what? Is it A, the Batmobile, B, Hogwarts from Harry Potter, or C, Star Wars X-Wing fighter?
Well, my dream would be if it was Harry Potter, but I don't know if Lego builders would be as excited about that as I am. I am going to go with the Star Wars option.
The Star Wars option, yes.
Yes.
it is. It's the X-Wing fighter. Yes. It was.
And you're a master builder, of course.
I do hold the title Master Builder.
And, right? And
yes.
How do you get this title, Master Builder?
One gets that title through a series of events and tests that require a lot of building. We'll just leave it at that.
You just have to prove that you're really good at master building.
Exactly right.
Tony, in 2012, Lego was awarded the Guinness World Record for being the largest manufacturer of what in the world? Was it A, tires, B, ladders, or C, door frames?
Oh, wow. Was not expecting that. I don't know. I think Lego characters might like to go... Oh, wait. No, they like to build a lot. Let's say door frames?
Ooh, sorry. It was tires. They are the largest manufacturer of tires. More than Goodyear, more than... What's the other tire manufacturer
Bridgestone?
Of note? Bridgestone.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry if they're a sponsor.
We have no sponsor.
Well, that's convenient. Perfect. That worked out.
But they just make little tiny tires.
Right.
So it's not really comparable to Goodyear. It's a little tiny
tire. Well, I mean, it's all about...
numbers.
Yeah.
All right. That's impressive. There you go. This is your last question, Tony. In 2002, director Michel Gondry used Lego bricks to produce a groundbreaking music video for what band? Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to give you choices. I just thought you would know it. A, the White Stripes, B, Coldplay, or C, Radiohead?
I have not watched MTV in a long time, ever.
Oh, okay, I'm going to give you a hint. The name of the song is Fell in Love with a Girl.
I've never done that either. let's see. okay, I'm going to choose Coldplay. He fell in love with Gwyneth Paltrow, you know.
Okay.
Sorry, it was The White Stripes. The White Stripes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's... I love that you're like, oh, who cares, basically. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean...
just on personality alone, you win, frankly.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to send you a signed copy of Nathan's book, The Art of Nathan Sawaya, and an Ask Me Another Anagram t-shirt. So congratulations, and thank you so much, Tony.
Nice job, Tony.
My pleasure. As long as he signs it from your favorite master builder, it'll be a treat.
From your favorite master builder. I'll make sure he autographs it to you that way.
Happy to do so.
And thank you so much, Nathan.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll see you later in the show. Would you like to justify that landline that you still have in your own home? Why not compete on Ask Me Another? That's right, we can now play with you from the comfort of your couch. So before you pick up that phone, send us an email at askmeanother@npr.org.
Fell in love with a girl, fell in love once and almost completely. She's in love with the world, sometimes these feelings can be so misleading. She turns and says, are you all right? I said, it must be fine, cause my heart's still beating. Come and kiss me by the riverside. Bobby says it's fine, he doesn't consider it cheating. Red hair with a curl, mellow roll full of flavor and eyes were peeping. Can't keep away from the girl, these two sides of my brain need to have a meeting. I can't think of anything to do, my left brain knows that our love is fleeting. She's just looking for something new, and I said it once before, but it bears repeating. Can't think of anything to do. My left brain knows that our love is fleeting. She's just looking for something new, and I said it once before, but it bears repeating.
Jonathan Coulton.
Fell in love with a girl, fell in love once and almost completely. She's in love with the world, sometimes these feelings can be so misleading. She turns and says, are you all right? I said, it must be fine, cause my heart's still beating. Come and kiss me by the riverside. Bobby says it's fine, he doesn't consider it cheating. Red hair with a curl, mellow roll full of flavor and eyes were peeping. Can't keep away from the girl, these two sides of my brain need to have a meeting. I can't think of anything to do. My left brain knows that our love is fleeting. She's just looking for something new, and I said it once before, but it bears repeating. Can't think of anything to do. My left brain knows that our love is fleeting. She's just looking for something new, and I said it once before, but it bears repeating.
Jonathan Coulton.